right. We just finished a series of Ten Commandments. And some of you have not able to see all the ten. Please go on the website and at least try to study on your own, because it's a powerful message from God. I learned so much from that. By the way, with the Vietnamese service, what I request that when we go to a series, we memorize. And so quite a few of them memorize the Ten Commandments. Now I'm going to start another series. And that can be in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know that chapter quite well, but let us break down. And how many memorize 1 Corinthians chapter 13? You memorize it? Huh? Okay, good. Hopefully by the end of this series, we're going to memorize some of that. It's talking about the love chapter. And when young people hear about love, wow, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to go into that chapter. But this chapter encompasses every type of love, okay? Not just boyfriend and girlfriend, or husband and wife, all type of love here. And if we learn this well, we will understand more and we will live a happier life, okay? But the situation, let me share with you here before we started. Why I pick up this chapter is so important, that Paul instructing the church in Corinth, very important, that sometimes they don't think about it. And so I'm going to ask you some questions today. If you go to work or school, you come home, and you don't find love in the home, where do you want to go? No more, you don't want to go home. You want to hang out with a friend? You want to go somewhere else until maybe your parents already go sleep, then you go home. Sometimes you find no love in the family, so you don't want to go home. What about those people who are married? You come home, you don't feel love. You come home, people say, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Why did this happen? Every day is happening like this. Love is nothing. What about your friend? If you hang on with a friend always negative, you're just tired. And so somehow deep in your life, you want to find something happy, some love, some happiness. Someone say, yeah, you do a good job. And so this setting, what brings us back here, is very important. That I want to say, if life without love is no life. That's why so many people run away. Some young people want to go and join the gang because they don't find love anywhere. They don't find no life. It doesn't mean they join the gang, they find love. I mean, that's the worst thing that they want to do in life. If life without love is no life. If life without no love, people want to suicide. It's nothing to live for. So the main purpose of Jesus come down in this world, want to share love. I know the word love is so simple, so easy, and sometimes we take so granted. It's so because we speak so many times, and there's loose meaning in the word love. Yours are the word I love you so many times. I don't know how many times you broke up. I broke up quite a few, and you broke up. That word is you lose the meaning. Anyone saying that again? And say, yeah, sure. But that's not what God has in mind. He wants you to have a best life as possible on this earth. Not wait to go to heaven. Some people think, well, the Christian life on this earth, you just have to go through all the persecution, all the time of them. No. He wants you to be happy in this earth. The Christian people should be the most happiest people in the world. Don't go around and feel bad. I got to go to church. I got to pay tithe. Come on. That's a wonderful life. Amen. I don't know about you. When I give more to God, God bless more. Amen. I find some people are so rich, so knowledgeable, have all type of degree. They couldn't find happy in life. And so early in life, I find out, you know, money will not buy happiness. And so I have to go back to the Bible and find out what this love is all about. I don't know what's Tina Turner used that term or not. What's love all about? Remember the song? Some of the older people have heard about the song. And that's what the Bible says, what love is all about. Now, this very particular text right here, chapter 13, just before that, chapter 12, there's some problem is in where? In the church. They're the body and many parts. There's a church, many members, and the members not respect each other. You start to think, hey, you know, I have a degree. I'm high in society here. And so they decide that they're going to take a first pew, they sit in the front. They distinguish themselves from other people. And Paul said, this is not the church of Christ. You know, back then they distinguished women on one side, men on one side, children in the back. The educated right in the front. Matter of fact, you have a dress code for each level too. My friend, when Paul sees this church, he said, this not represent Jesus Christ's church. And he wrote this letter specifically for the people who just converted that live in Corinth. Now we go into the Bible text. Before that, I want to share with you from Robert Brown and say that, take away love, our earth is a tomb. It's nothing worth living. William Gilbert say, it's love that makes the world go round. It's continue, happy and joy. There's a minister's wife in the Midwest, and her name is Love Lockman. And she was invited to go to a different meeting and give a seminar. Well, they invited her to go to a certain city, and she go to the airport, and she look for someone, and other people look for her, and they don't never meet together. And so, you know what? The best thing, you got to put up a sign. And their sign say, looking for love. Her first name is Love, and she's looking for love. Anyone looking for love? I'm here. Today, people are looking for love, my friend. You and I looking for love. We are looking for love. Look for someone that we can talk, someone we can share. And they want to look for something that someone care in the church. And this is talking about church setting in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. They come to church, and they don't feel love. And Paul say, we got to change this around. Here, he wrote this letter, chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. Open the Bible with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Okay, let's analyze this text right here. Though, if we can speak in many languages, you know, many languages is very important. Today, people know three or four languages. You know, back then, you didn't get a chance to know. If you're lucky, you know one language. They say, you're lucky. Because you don't have a chance to go to school. Only the high educated, though a rich people can go to school. So you go into what you call street language, you know, just learn enough to know buy and sell. And so when you say, if you in the church, if someone can have education and know one language, it's good. And here he said, but if you have many languages or tongues of men, this means many languages. Back then, you know, they speak Greek because most people travel back and forth. That's what they sell, trade, Greek. But if you have education, you know the ancient language, which is Hebrew. Now, if you know Greek and Hebrew, you're high class. But some people even better than that. They know what another language during that time, Latin. I mean, that has been really super high class. That's mean, if you know all the languages, even though know the language of angels, you are the most educated in the world. You have PhD. You're a doctor. Everyone respect. Everywhere you go, people bow down to you. But here Paul trying to say is, even though you have the most education, if you have no love, just sounding brass. It's empty. Just make a lot of noise, but no content. Everywhere you want, hey, that's my title here. My name, comma, title. People like titles. They want to share, hey, I'm a big shot here. I know this and that. But according to Paul, no, there's nothing. If you have that, it's great. I'm not discouraged. Young people are not going to school. You need to have the best education possible. But within that education, you have no love. That means that degree is meaningless. Well, sometimes young people think, even parents think, title education is everything. Especially those who come from far away, come to this country, say, education is everything. My friend, I'm telling you, education is not everything. I see people just graduate dentist from Loma Linda University for a year now, couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a job. Somebody got a PhD, couldn't find any university except him to teach. So that ring a bell to me. Hey, education not everything. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be educated. We should learn much as possible. But say, if education without love is meaningless. And so here, life is the best here. God want to give you a life of the best up here. But Paul said, if you have the education, that's only knee high. That's it. You got a PhD, that's it. And people say, that's all? There's something missing. How many PhD you got here? I mean, if you have PhD, that's it. Only knee high, that's it. Is it worth it? Oh, man, I missed something in life. There's something else I got to gain. Because if I follow Christ, Christ says, I have the best life. But according to Paul, say, education on this low. That's it. So there's something missing here. And I want to share with you some comparison. What you value, you put most of your time in it. In other words, if you spend more time in a certain idea or something, you value more. If you spend 20 hours a day in school, that means you value school more than something else, right? Let's say you study 8 hour days and you spend only 5 minutes a day on love. That means you value education more than love. Is that right? Am I right? So some people can get a great degree, but without love. They find, I mean, people say, life is meaningless. And so at the same time you gain education, you need to gain love. You need to gain love. I'm not saying some of you single now go out and get a date. What I'm trying to spend time love, this means learn how to treat, learn how to talk, how to care, all that. We talk about definition of love later. But we need to understand about if without love, life is meaningless. And so what I'm sharing with you, sometimes we don't keep balance in our life. We spend too much time in one thing and neglect the other. But the Bible says you have all the education in the world, but without love, it's nothing. It's nothing. You know what it means by nothing? Nothing. You wake up, it's nothing. It's so empty. That's what it means. Nothing. So there's something missing. That's why we have to learn about what is love is all about. What does Paul try to teach us here? Now, that's first class. What our first class is education. Okay, education is important, but without love, that degree is meaningless. The second group, verse 2, and though I have gift of prophecy, oh my, I like this. I love prophecy. Maybe this speaks about me now. If I have a gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountain. Does that sound familiar? You have faith to remove mountain? Okay. But have not love, I am how much? Nothing. What does that mean? I mean, all these years, 10 years, I've been studying Daniel prophecy, and it just means nothing? No, that's what Paul's saying. You can have acquired all this prophecy, but you don't have love. All you want to prove that you know something about the Bible. All you know that you can prove your religion is right. The Bible says no. Yes, all that's important, but if you prove prophecy, but you have no love, that means nothing. You walk around, yeah, I know 2300-day prophecy, but the guy stopped you. Can you help me something? Oh, no, no, I'm too busy. I study for prophecy. I stand up in the army camp and preach about it. You know, don't bother me. No. Man, that's serious. Paul said, yes, you be the best preacher in the world, but no love? Forget it. God will not use you. Matter of fact, turn with me in the book of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. Now, this is powerful here. At the end time, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? I mean, have I preached in Daniel prophecy in your name? Have I cast out demon in your name? Didn't I do wonderful in your name? And the Lord say this, I declare them that I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And sometimes people say lawlessness, keep telling me, and I'm telling you more than that, it's love. Love someone. Care someone. Take care of someone. This is what it is. You can know the Bible inside out. You can know prophecy. You can do miracle. You can lay on heal the sick. But you have no love? God said, nothing away from me. Now that is the most hurting, I mean, the most horrible thing happened to me. If I can preach prophecy and when I enter the kingdom of God and Apostle Paul standing there and recite this text. It's hurting me. That's what the Paul's trying to say to you here. This Paul trying to say to me here. We need something even more than the knowledge of the Bible. It's love. Learn how to love. You think love needs to take learning? You got to learn, betcha. It's not easy. It's hard. You need to be patient, consistent. You will learn out in the next sermon about how to build your understanding of love. And so that's what Jesus said. If you can do all that without love, you couldn't find heaven is the most happiest place in the world because you feel sad. Because you go in there, you go to heaven and you find people say, I'm going to preach you about prophecy. I know you get in heaven by luck. I want to preach you prophecy. Jesus said, no. They gained to heaven because me, because I sacrificed for him and for her. Not because you're preaching prophecy. But you preaching prophecy, lead them the knowledge of the Bible, that they can come to Jesus. But that cannot replace love. That cannot replace. And that teach me a very important, and all those leaders in Corinth Church and leaders in El Monte Church, that what we do as teaching, we need to have love. Now, the third class of people is very important. If you have education, that's how far you go. Education, life's here. Education is here. And if you gain faith, can move mountain, if you know knowledge of the Bible, maybe you go up here. Paul says, not enough. That's not enough. You will not have a life full of blessing or joyful if you have this. Have you find someone know so much about the Bible and they still feel dry inside? Or has it happened to you? Has it happened to me? I mean, people can know the Bible but still dry. Yeah, that's what Paul is talking about. Because you couldn't find the love. You couldn't find Jesus' connection in your relationship with your family, with your friend, with your coworker. And so now point number three, it was shocking to you. I read this text, I thought, you know what? If someone gives, it's going to have love. Verse 3 says, and though I bestow all goods to feed the poor, all good, how much? All. Everything you have in your bank account, you give to the poor. Man, that must be love. If you, how can you give if you don't have love? But the Bible says, if you can deliver all your good to the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, willing to sacrifice, willing to give your kidney to someone. Is that hard? And it's tough. Paul's saying this is very tough. I mean, he nailed this down here. If you have a heart that you can give everything, you work so hard to earn every single penny, and God said, give to away to everyone. That's hard enough. But here say, if you're willing to die for someone, I mean, that's worse. Have you seen people die for someone? Have you heard? Yeah. Now, if someone really died for someone else, do you think that's love? I mean, I thought certainly you got to love someone to do that. But Paul say, not so sure about it. Because continue to say, but have not love is proved mean nothing. That means some people in this world willing to die for someone else for some cause, but Paul say, not necessary for love. Now, you can see some example now. People willing to die for the country. Man, my country is the best. I want to die for it. I want to die for my religion. I want to die for Allah. But they have no love. I wouldn't mind kill someone for Allah. You know, that's what Paul is trying to say here. We give money to the poor and willing to die for someone or some cause is just necessary to have love. You know, I remember an incident in the newspaper when I was young. The Buddhist sit right in front of the street, pour gasoline on him. His name is Thich Quảng Đức, those who are Vietnamese, you understand. And he poured gasoline on himself and he burned himself right in the middle of the street. He wanted to show to the whole country that Buddhism is still strong. So do not persecute Buddhism. And during that time, you know who persecuted Buddhism? Mostly, if not all, it's the Catholic Church. Because the president was a Catholic. So he tried to prove we are Buddhists. And we stand up for this. Now, I don't know, I cannot judge for him, if he have love or not. But what I'm trying to share with you here, some people wouldn't do some cause, but there's no love. They want to fight for a certain right. But God said, no, that's not you. That's not me. We got to love. If you're willing to die, you got to die in love. Okay? People want to be martyred for Christ, but because they want fame, like John Huss and Jerome. No! You don't die for Christ because you want to show the world that I'm willing to die for Christ. No. You die because you love the Word of God. You love to share to the people. You love them so much you're willing to stand for the right. Now, people like to get persecuted. I don't know why. You know how people like to get persecuted? I don't want to get persecuted. I love my life. But I don't want to neglect the Word of God. Paul said, love the people. Love the people. And that's what happened in the church. There's a different group of people so educated. And God said, Paul said, no, this is only at this level. Some people are so religious, that's only as far as they go. And some people, they're willing to sacrifice. And Paul said, it's only up to here. It doesn't reach the top yet. You can sacrifice as much as you want to. But if you have love, you have not have life. You just don't have life. And so the ingredient here, we miss something about love. The church of Christ in Corinth, also in Amante, can grow if the church learns to love. The church in Corinth cannot come to the church. People come to church. Well, what's your education? Can you show me proof? Okay, you sit right here. You are educated by the Bible? Okay, you sit in this side. You know, we cannot do that. Everyone all the same. Everyone is a sinner. Come to Christ. And we need to accept whoever people coming in. Doesn't know what gender, what color of their hair, what nationality. Anyone can come to Christ. Anyone can come to Christ. And we, by reflecting the love of God, is accept everyone. Everyone. And so Paul tried to bring this church together as God wanted to bring our church together. Now, you think the Satan hate God church? Now, I'm getting to great controversy idea now. You see, the church is the instrument to share the gospel to the world. That's the only way. That's the way that what God said. And the only way to stop this light to go to the world, we got to stop at the church. And so Satan, at the very beginning of time, he's trying to enter the church and disturb the church to cause problems so people can don't have time to share the gospel. You see? So the end time is the same thing. God church is going to have some problem. Don't think that we join a church and have no problem. No. Every church, if truly God church, will have problem. But if we understand 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're going to sit down to solve it. We're not going to try to neglect it. We're not going to try to dispute it. We're not going to try to push it off. We're going to bring all this problem to issue to love. Because once we do that, we can share this good news to other people. Okay? And so that's Paul trying to say. God church need to reflect God attribute. We need to reflect God's attribute. And the best thing to reflect it is love. Not by education, not by the best preacher, but love. Because love will move people. Did you find that? Love will move you? God will move you people. Well, there's a man live in Bakersfield. And he have a girlfriend live in Los Angeles. And he decided that he will walk for 150 miles from Bakersfield to Los Angeles to show that how much love he had for this young lady. I mean, when you go look uphill and downhill, man, it's tough. Well, when the press heard about it, they put this on the newspaper. I know it's a joke or not, but anyway, they put it. And when he walked, he decided once he get into this lady's home, he's going to ask her to marry him. And that's what he did. He asked her to marry, and that lady said, why did you do this? Are you crazy? Why you walk 150 miles? And he said this, you know, once I marry you, we can share to our children, say, how much love that I have the willing to walk to marry you. So the children know about the love. And we have a better story. Jesus Christ walked so much from heaven down to this earth to serve us, to work with us, to mingle with us, and to be sacrificed for us. He willing to do to marry you and I, marry the church, so we can be part together in one family, so that when we have children, when the next generation, they can talk about the God's love. My friend, we need to share. We are the one need to share how much Jesus was sacrificed for us. How much can we share? And this very text we need to share. By our love, they will know we are his disciple. Shall we pray? Dear Lord our God, what we need most in our life and our church is love. It's hard, Lord. We live in the world so bombarded, so many things. And sometimes we cannot solve. Maybe only the love of the Holy Spirit can help us. But whatever the case, Lord, help us to lift up our eyes and our face, to put a smile on our lips, say, I love you, I care for you. We all love our church. And we love the message they need to share to the people. But Lord, put in our heart a heart of love more than anything else. More than education, more than just pure religion, more than just sacrifice, we want your true love that engrave in our heart, that we can reflect your love. Lord, be with each one of us, that we can find the truly love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that we will be the most happy people in the world, and we find life is most living for. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll continue the series next week, so please come back.